So I think my hiking buddy may be reconsidering being my hiking buddy.
Oh, no.
So I go hiking over the weekend, did Baldface Mountain, which is apparently part of the White Mountains. So I did my first of the White Mountains.
It's a, New Hampshire?
Yeah, it's right on the border.
Okay.
But it is New Hampshire. Hi, Ryan. Ryan. I heard him rustling around over there.
Mm.
Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Stop rustling around. Come talk to us, Ryan.
You're making it weird.
I know.
Why do you get the sexy voice on?
I mean the quiet kind of kind of voice, not sexy voice.
There's
sexy?
Very big difference.
There is
like hey Ryan, why don't you pop on?
Hey Ryan, why don't you pop on?
No, see, because you do hey.
Okay, hang on. Hey Ryan, why don't you pop on?
No, that's like you're gonna kill him. It's like you're a murderer.
All right, I'll just stick with the regular voice.
Where are you, Ryan?
Okay, one more time.
Oh, my God. Ryan!
Hey, sorry.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, good morning.
Someone stole the headphones.
How dare they?
I know.
Good morning. Ryan's in for Todd at News Center Maine. I went for a hike over the weekend, and I'm giving my friend Andy a hard time, who's kind of become my hiking buddy, and I'll tell you why he's thinking of divorcing himself from that role.
All right.
And it doesn't have to do with my hiking ability, actually. I actually got very high grade for my hiking ability, by the way.
Okay, a badge or something?
I was like a novice hiker.
Yeah, right.
Pretty exciting. But so we're going out there and we're looking at the forecast. Now, mind you, Andy's the one who I was with when we went up Katahdin and then got to the top, and you couldn't see anything because it was a cloud. The whole point of hiking is the view that you get from the top.
Right.
It's just so satisfying and beautiful, and there's no... You can take pictures of it, but you can never replicate what it looks like from there. I mean, it's amazing, right? Ryan, you hike, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, that's the reward, like, for all the slogging up the mountain that you have to do, right?
Right.
If you're fogged in, you don't even want to stay there either.
Right. You know? You're not like, going to sit up there. So, you get to the top of Katahdin, but I could have taken that sign and put it anywhere, you know, because... So, anyway, so then we're going up to the top, and then we look at... Luckily, there are two peaks. There's North Baldface and South Baldface. So we're going up North Baldface, and what happens? Sucked in, cloud at the top.
Oh.
And so the whole time up, I'm saying to Andy, okay, if this is another sucked in view from I'm not hiking with you anymore, you know? Like, that's it. You're bad luck.
You're blaming him?
Yeah, it's his fault. So sure enough, we get to the top, couldn't see a thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I said, come on. Now, luckily, there are two peaks. So there's North Baldface, and then South Baldface, and I think South Baldface is even higher. So you go along the ridge to get from one to the other.
Oh.
And then by that time, it cleared, and it was beautiful. You could see Mount Washington. I mean, it was amazing.
View.
And the foliage is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. Here's what I don't get about leaf peepers. You drive up there, and most of these people are not hiking up these mountains, right?
Right.
Right? Like, and I saw a lot of Massachusetts plates, New York plates, so the peepers are here, right?
Right.
And, like, none of them were hiking. Like, I didn't see any of those plates parked at the base of this mountain, you know? So I'm like, what do you just drive through the roads and say, oh, there's a pretty tree on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Is that all they do?
That's what I do.
That's all you do?
Yeah, I did it through Scarborough yesterday.
You can't leaf peep in Scarborough.
I leaf peeped in Scarborough.
That doesn't even count.
I leaf peeped in Scarborough. There was some amazing trees.
That's not leaf peeping. That's driving. That's it doesn't count as leaf peeping if you can do it on the way to Hannaford to get eggs.
We came out of brunch yesterday and noticed a beautiful tree. Is that not peeping?
No. Leaf peeping is like where you drive up north and in the
country. That's
just
like being aware of your surroundings.
Right. That's just having eyes.
I saw a leaf and I peeped it. I mean, I'm just a peeper like you guys. You guys just went to extremes.
Did we get that?
Oh, God.
That was a good clip. Hold on. Did we get that? Hold on. What time was it? I got to pull that clip up.
I mean,
I'm just a peeper.
So anyway, what happened with Andy now? Why doesn't he want to be your friend?
Oh, he wants to be my friend. Well, I guess that's kind of in jeopardy, too. He got recognized at the gym as being my hiking buddy.
Oh, my God.
I talked about him on the show because when we did Katahdin, I was like, this is my hiking. But like, he's a hiker. Like, he, you know, he's a big outdoorsy guy. He camps, he canoes, right. Like, he does all this stuff.
He brings the tools.
He's been to up Katahdin like 8 times. You know what I mean? Like, he's my hiking buddy. And I think I called him at some point, he's my more fit friend. Right?
Right.
So apparently he's at the gym, and I had posted pictures on Instagram and stuff. And some guy at the gym goes, oh, are you Andy who hiked with Blake? And he was like, and of course he rolls his eyes because he's like, oh my God. Like, like, none of my friends have any interest in the fact that I get recognized. It's like I'm a burden on them because of this. You know what I mean? They're like, we lead these private lives and then you have to come in here. And, you know. So he got recognized at the gym. And then he goes, he didn't know what to say. So he was kind of like caught off guard, like, you know,
right.
This is kind of weird, you know. And he goes, yeah, yeah. And how did you know that? And he goes, and the guy goes, well, I think Blake refers to you as his more fit friend. And then all of a sudden, Andy's like, oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like, yes, that is me, actually. Yes, yeah. I'm sure. I'm glad you recognize me.
Now I'm okay with it.
Yeah, now he's okay with it.
Exactly.
Now he's like, oh, yeah, actually, I am Blake's more fit friend. Yes. But he gave me the best. Andy gave me the best compliment yesterday because we were hiking up the mountain, and I was like ready to go, you know, and because the route, I hate to say it, the journey is not very interesting. And you get some nice views along the way, but until that point, it's walking through the woods uphill. It's just, I mean, I guess it's fun because it's challenging, but the good part is getting to the top.
Right.
So I'm just like trucking along, and at one point, Andy goes, you have a really good hiking pace. Like, I like hiking with you. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, yes, this is, I got like a good grade from my more experienced hiker friend. You know?
Right. Yeah. I'm getting you a badge.
That's right. Thank you. Yes. And I'll get you one. I saw a leaf once.
Climb every mountain.
That's me.